Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our Happy New Year edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website, and that would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the little Listen Live icon in the upper right side. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great videos, the peacocks and the ghost bird and the Happy New Year's wishes and all the peacocks. Oh, I've never seen so many colors of peacocks, and oh, they're so cool. Alrighty then. So we're just getting rolling here on the second hour, and Nathan, it looks like it's really starting. That fog is starting to clear out down there, and you can start to see the freeway again. So it looks like it's. I think that they said it might even burn through a little bit. We might even see a poke of the sun, although it doesn't look like it's.
It's been trying. I've seen some patches, but then it just kind of covers it back up again. But it's working on it.
It would be nice if we got a little sun poked out by the end of the day. And I had intended in that first hour, since we had some extra time, was going to share with you guys my favorite New Year's Day story, Martha, as a kid. I can't remember, Nathan. I know I've told the story on the air before because it happened when I was a kid. But I don't remember if I've told it since you were here. Do you remember my New Year's Day story of me and the geese? And the bathtub?
Does not sound familiar, especially when you said bathtub.
Okay. All right. So it's really good. All right. So we are going to finally get to Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. And we are headed to India here just shortly. But we will do current events at the end of this hour. And I'll try to allow enough time that I can tell you my New Year's Day story. Because if you haven't heard, I got to tell you, Nathan, because if you haven't heard it, it's really a good one. I don't know how my parents put up with me. Anyway, it is Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. And one of the best at that is our next guest, Eileen Weintraub. She is the founder, president, and basically chief cook and bottle washer for Help Animals India, and doing such great work. So good morning, Eileen, and welcome back to Animal World, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Martha. Happy New Year to you.
How are you doing in this first day of the new year?
Well, I'm looking forward to being on, and I have to tell you that you told me by email that you were going to play Jingle Cats, Auld Lang Syne. Uh-huh. So I had the idea of last night. I called up people worldwide. And, you know, we have a WhatsApp, so you can just leave a short voice message on it, you know, like a voicemail. You don't have to bother them. And some people I called up in real time, and I just sang the meow, 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 meow. I just sang it myself.
Oh!
And, everyone loved it, so.
Oh, how cute!
Yeah,
so you copied the Jingle Cats,
they wish,
huh?
They wish me happy New Year.
Well, they do a great version of Auld Lang Syne, don't they?
Yeah.
All righty. Well, Happy New Year to you. And I'm delighted to say that, you know, we're having kind of just a normal gray on and off rain weather around here. Nothing extreme. So I'm happy about that. So let us know how, for anybody who maybe is just joining us for the first time in the new year, let's make sure they know what Help Animals India is all about.
Okay, well, Help Animals India is a USA nonprofit, and I am an animal rescuer and animal advocate here for my whole life, and then I went to India and I saw a great need there. And so the dollar is very strong, and things cost a lot less in India, so we can make a real difference. And we help many different animal shelters, animal projects, and also in Nepal. And then we've been giving them grants and training and advice. So some of the places have really lagged behind in terms of knowing proper veterinary care and needed a lot of help in that regard. So we've been at it now for, 15 years. Wow. Yeah.
Wow, that's a long time. And gosh, what great work you do. And what I really love about Help Animals India, it's not like you have a facility, a Help Animals India office in India, one place. Your organization, you support all kinds of different animal rescue or animal helpers around India. And of course, the country of India is in a very different location on the planet than we are here. And so they have a lot of different kinds of animals than we have to deal with. And they have, you know, dogs, but it's a much different situation than we do, because there's more street dogs, community dogs, than the way we live with dogs, and then the cats. But then there's elephants and monkeys and, you know, I mean, I want to say lions, tigers, and bears, oh my, but I don't think all of those things are there. But there's just so many different kinds of animals and so much different kind of help needed. And I just love the fact, Eileen, that you're kind of able to help cover all of those bases. You kind of pick all the organizations that do the best work, and then you support them. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, it's very important and encouraging to these groups and these individual activists that people across the world care. And we can give small grants to so many different places, and that makes all the difference. And, you know, so they're not depending on us for the entire support. So they have to raise money themselves, and then this just gives them a boost and especially during the, you know, keeping the shelter animals fed and giving all the training and advice. And so the new email newsletter that I just sent out, we got a request to help in Kashmir, which has basically no animal welfare. And there's, there's some young activists there. You know, all over the world, I won't say no animal welfare, all over the world there's people who care about animals. Mm-hmm. But they don't have the resources or the knowledge, or they have other problems, you know, so they're not able to do anything. So they just, it looks like they don't care. But it's not that they don't care. They don't have the space to care. They don't have the knowledge to care. So
right.
When they see other people caring, then they can, you know, jump in and also do something. So Kashmir, we're going to buy an ambulance for them.
Oh, wow.
Because otherwise the people have to, you know, there's so many accidents of animals on the road, and then they have to take the dogs in, the street dogs in for spay neuter. They don't even have a vehicle to do that. So we're getting them an ambulance, so that's the big news there.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. That sounds like that would make a huge difference and a great start for them. So that's what's really great about Help Animals India, is that you're able to help specific situations like this. And the situation in India is so much different than it is here. And in many ways, they're kind of behind. In that, like, rabies is still a problem in the country. And so just getting, you know, education about how important it is to vaccinate for rabies and getting vaccines out there. You know, you're really working in spaying and neutering dogs and cats. And they've got, 30 million or more street dogs. And so a good spay and neuter program is really important. And then now the cats are starting to surface, and you're teaching and doing all the trap, neuter, and release stuff.
Yeah,
so
not everyone likes to have cats in their neighborhood, and, you know, yelling and fighting and just being generally miserable. And then there's the people who love the cats and want to help them. So we have one of the largest TNR programs in India. So TNR is called trap, neuter, and release.
And that's just so important, because that will make a huge difference in cutting down with these huge animal populations.
Yeah, you know, that is in the more advanced, the cities where they might have projects, or but, you know, in the rural areas, there's really not that many stray cats, because, you know, you have so many dogs and monkeys, and so you know, the cats don't have much of a chance. So I was recently in India, as you know.
Yeah, you were there for a long time.
Well, I was there for a month. You really have to go for, you know, just between the jet lag and the travel. It's really not worth it to go for less time. And so I went to Nepal, and then I went to India. And then I visited the Elephant Project, which is really wonderful. So there's four elephants now, and soon they're getting a fifth elephant. So these are elephants that have been in servitude their whole life, and they are finally getting their freedom to be with other elephants and get their chains off and have more acreage and just be much happier. So we're very excited that the fifth elephant is coming soon, and her name is Lakshmi. Lakshmi is the goddess of good fortune in India. So, you know, these are elephants that haven't seen other elephants for decades. And mostly we're getting the female elephants because they're easier to manage. And I was with the four elephants, and, you know, it's just very magical to be near them.
Do you know, I'm wondering, you know, like the elephant behavior and so forth. Now, we know that elephants in the wild, that it mostly is a matriarchal society, in that the herd stays together, but with the females, the male doesn't stay with the group so much.
Yeah, and the male has this thing called must or something.
Yeah,
like that. Yeah, so it can be very difficult.
But the females all stay together and get along well. Now, so what I'm wondering now, so you have four female elephants now at your sanctuary, and you've got a fifth one coming in. Now, do you know, Eileen, do you just assume that the fifth one, because it's another female, will integrate and get along fine with all the other elephants?
So.
Or
actually,
how do you go through? What happens in that process?
Actually, the photos we've been posting on social media, we have Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and mostly we've been showing the three because the fourth elephant, the new one, just came about 2 months ago. She hasn't been joining so much. So she's, she hasn't bonded. So that's why we have the three together, and they're all their trunks are entwined. They're very happy together. But it takes a while. Just like, I wouldn't say it's like herding cats or, it's like herding elephants. So then you have the mahouts. These are men who are in the tradition of caring for elephants. And this is a profession where that is passed down from father to son. And, they really love the elephants, and they're with them full-time and caring for them. So they will monitor. It's not like we just, here you go, just go out in the field and, we'll feed you, but it's more than that. So training them and taking them down to the river, to be bathed and just generally caring for them pretty much full time. So
that's very interesting that it's sounds like this is a skill, or learning to care for elephants is a skill that's passed down through generations. You said from father to son.
The problem is it kind of got corrupted in recent generation where they'd have the elephant mafia where the people would own the elephant and charge a lot of money. And not everyone wanted to be a mahout anymore. I mean, it's a pretty rough life. I mean, some of these mahouts, they would even sleep next to the elephant or... No, you'd see them, just jump on top of the elephant,
Well, if they know what they're doing, these mahouts, I think that's a real gift, and it sounds like it is being passed on. But elephants are so intelligent and they are so family oriented that a good caretaker for them, a human caretaker, they really bond strongly, I think that's one way that our zoo system here in our country really falls short, because they don't give elephants credit for being so intelligent and so emotional, and they don't consider the elephants' feelings when they are separated from keepers that have been with them for a decade or more. So I really appreciate that this skill is being passed down. I hope that it being a mahout doesn't disappear. That tradition continues.
Our elephants. I mean, that's where they come from.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's less and less of them, and in the wild, they are threatened. And India has the human population now, it's going to be surpassing China because they didn't have the one-child rule or anything like that. So, and the land mass is small compared to even the United States. So they have four times our population and much less of our land mass. So,
I hadn't really thought about that. We have four times the land mass that they do.
Three times, but they have four times the
number of people that we have.
Yeah,
wow, that
so,
really.
Elephants running free are a problem in the wild because if you have a farmer's land and an elephant comes through,
probably could be pretty devastating.
Yeah, it's
to local crops and that sort of thing.
And they also get hit on the train tracks, and so they have to put in certain warning devices for elephant crossings, and you know, like we have for certain animals crossing. So the elephants are threatened. So it's not a good situation. And then there's also capturing of baby elephants. It still goes on in some of the states that are not well monitored. So we have the success of, hey, you know, four elephants, you get a five. I mean, that's a really wonderful thing. But, you know, it's just a drop in the bucket. But why not save an elephant when you can?
Absolutely. All right. So we are going to take care of advertisers here. And Eileen will stay with us. And when we continue, we'll find out, you know, what's going on currently, what Eileen could use our help with, and everything she wants us to know. So stay right where you are. More elephants and dogs and cats and everything else that hangs out in India. Help Animals India straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. We're excited to tell you about the changes for 2022. Conscious Talk will now be broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at our usual time.
We'll continue to bring you the very best people on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We'll share Conscious Minutes Tuesday and Wednesdays at 7 a.m. on KKNW and on AM 880 Kixie during the John Tesh Show on Fridays.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is moving to Fridays, and listen for our Conscious Minutes on KKNW and AM 880 Kixie.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Oh, gotta love those jingle cats, and we're enjoying them for the last time, and then it'll just be the jingle cats and current events for the rest of the year till we get to the next holiday season. But boy, are they wonderful when we get to enjoy them. Hey, we heard from our great sponsors, NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. And I've had some requests to get Janice back on the line. She is so knowledgeable about diet and nutrition and all the great supplements they do. So I'm working on getting her scheduled for the new year. And in the meantime, check out their great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, NuProSupplements.com, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. And gosh, we are in the middle of Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. And we are chatting with one of the best at helping our animal friends, and that's Eileen Weintraub, president and founder of Help Animals India. Good morning again, Eileen.
Good morning again. So what kind of music are you going to play next week? More holiday music?
I don't know. It'll be a surprise because I don't know yet. I haven't gotten the message, but I think we'll be going back to more of our regular music and getting some exercise and dancing in at the top of the hours. But we'll see what happens by next week.
Okay. It does feel good that the new year changed, and it feels like, hey, spring's going to come, but, you know, we'll be getting some it'll be a fake out, and then winter will be here for sure again.
Well, I was hoping, you know, it seems to me, though, thinking back, if memory serves me correctly, which is always questionable at my age, that we either have winter usually happens like in February, and that's when we'd get the cold temperatures and the snow and all of that, or some years it's happened in December, and then we've kind of cruised through the rest of the winter. So this year, we definitely had winter in December for sure before we ever got to winter. And all the storms that we've had, I'm hoping that we kind of paid our dues already and that maybe we can kind of cruise.
No.
Until, you don't think so?
It's coming back. So.
You do? Okay.
But it just reminds me, you were talking about hummingbird heaters. Now, we have a simple light that you do get at Wild Birds Unlimited, and it keeps it...
Right, that's what I have, but the ones, they look exactly the same on Amazon, but I've ordered them, and they're coming from different countries, they're twice as big, and there's been parts missing, two different vendors. So I'm going to search, I think there's another Wild Birds down in Lake Forest Park, I think I'll stop by there.
Lake Forest Park, but, you know, when it got really cold, if it gets under, like, 23 degrees...
Yep.
You just have to bring it in at night and get out there at the crack of dawn. You know the drill.
Yep. That's not being a morning person. That's a big deal for me.
Well, I could go back to bed and, you know.
Yeah, that's what I do. I set my alarm. And, well, you know, when it gets really down below 23, you're about right. That's when it gets really dicey. The hummingbird nectar freezes at a lower temperature than water, so has to get below 27 before it starts to freeze.
Yes, exactly.
Ones that aren't heated, I bring them in after dark once the hummingbirds go to bed, and then I set my alarm and put them out, you know, before dawn.
We live in a good area because they had we have something called Shoreline Area News. And they had a picture of a hummingbird feeder, and it was, like, full of snow. And everyone wrote in, outraged. You know,
right.
What? And the next day, they had a whole entry of exactly all the different things you can do. Maybe I'll forward that to you.
That would be good. Now, that brings up to me, Eileen, do they have hummingbirds in India?
Oh, gosh. You know, they have all sorts of birds. I don't know about hummingbirds, but, you know, they wouldn't have to feed them because there's areas that have so much, you know, tropical fruit. And mostly they have a lot of, they call them parakeets, but we might call them parrots. They're small, we would think of them as parrots. They're small parrots, and they're everywhere.
Mm.
And, one of the issues is rescuing the birds from the very, very small pet shops where they'll just keep them cruelly in a cage. Or another issue that happens is the kite flying festival where they use glass to make a really great kite. You use this glass in the string, and it really cuts through the air. Well, unfortunately, it cuts through, a lot of birds get injured.
Ooh.
And that is that we're, you know, trying to bring awareness about that because a lot of birds get injured. So there's just life everywhere.
Yeah. Do people in India feed wild birds like we do here?
Sure. Yeah, sure. Or they feed or a monkey. I just got a video of someone pulling up a truck and opening it up and like 100 monkeys came. So,
wow.
You know, India is what's the land of ahimsa, Ahimsa means non-harming.
Ahimsa, yeah, do no harm.
Harming, and A means without harm. So what India is like is a very live and let live attitude. But for people like us, Westerners, you know, hey, don't live in, you know, that puppy is, can barely walk. It just got run over. We need to do something.
Yeah.
So we have a more of a can-do attitude. When you're surrounded by so much poverty and so much need, you know, you can't always run out and do something. You know, you're focused on your own survival. But it's not means you're a mean person. You're gonna, you know, hurt an animal. But you'll have more of a live and let live attitude. And that's why, you know, a lot of these shelters, they're no kill. But it doesn't mean that animals are doing well there. You know, they might be suffering with different diseases. And our veterinary students actually have gone to India to see these diseases that you won't even see in this country anymore. And, you know, like parvo, distemper, especially now when it's so cold and, you know, the animals aren't able to be kept warm, you know, that's rampant. So there's so many different problems that happen, but it doesn't mean that people aren't kind. They're just not proactive like we as Westerners are.
Right, but that's changing as you know, and your organization and others are influencing over there,
well,
and people,
you know,
are learning
young
more.
People and who are, you know, more prosperous, and they see it another way. And there's many, many, many groups that are changing. However, there's also sometimes there's cruelty. People don't like the monkeys, or they don't like the dogs in their neighborhood. So just don't watch those videos they have. You know, they have the terrible videos online sometimes that show the cruelty, and they just do that to get more views.
Well, the best place to look, of course, is helpanimalsindia.org. Your website is phenomenal, and right. And your newsletters. And if you want to know what's going on, folks, you just got to tap in to Help Animals India and get on. It's helpanimalsindia.org and sign up for the newsletter. Eileen is so responsible and cares so much about not sending bunches of junk and all of that. Anything she sends is important. And you only do a few newsletters a year and all of that.
But nobody from Animal World ever signs up. Hello, people. Just add
you guys.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Add your email to helpanimalsindia.org, and you don't even have to put your address and just your email, and you won't hear from me for quite some time.
Yeah, and you could do what I did, you know, set up a regular monthly donation. I mean, it really helps, and I feel so good knowing that I donate and do my little part to help Eileen, and that she really is, and Help Animals India is helping educate India, and I know sometimes you're even funding veterinarians, and you can pay for a veterinarian much less cost than you can over here, and the education about spaying and neutering and vaccines and...
Well, the main thing is the spay neuter, and it's still only $15 per dog or cat. Uh-huh. And, you know, the requests are coming in. There's people who feed hundreds of dogs, and, you know, we need to get them all fixed. So,
yeah, because what you always, the number that always astounded me, you say there's like 33 million street dogs.
Well, yeah, 30 million, 35 million. We're not sure.
Yeah, somewhere in that ballpark. But yeah, that's just hard to fathom when we live in this country and don't experience that sort of thing.
Well,
and of course, you've been there and you've seen it in person.
Yeah, we used to have dogs. I think there's parts of the South that maybe still do. It's certainly on the reservations, the native you know, lands in the Southwest. They have community dogs, and, you know, as I always say, picture a village in Africa. So you get there, and then the dogs come running out, and the dogs are part of the community. They'll protect the area from strangers, and, you know, they're very territorial. Except when you see these dogs running around, you know, in a city with skyscrapers, it's a little shocking. So we want these dogs to be protected. And certainly rabies vaccinated and not have endless puppies that no one wants, that, you know, are at risk. So basically the situation in some areas is really much improved.
Wow. That, yeah, you do such great work. So anything going on currently that you want to talk to us about, or, you know, what kind of help do you need right now? What along those lines do you want to share?
More money for spay and neuter, because, you know, every project we can fund, you know, the people go out and bring in the dogs, and, you know, it's a very... We have a mobile ambulance now that goes out to the villages, and you get a big crowd of looking what's going on, and wow, and you know that's where I was, where I had that video where I did the ribbon cutting at a mobile ambulance, and that was wild, and you know you always have a big crowd in India because of all the people that come. So we can spay and neuter the Posados. Our local place has a big vehicle like that. It costs $150,000 here, but we funded one for $20,000. And so for each dog that we can do, it's only $15. So we want to do more and more dogs. And as you might know, very very poor people do care about animals. And they want their animals to be helped. So that's what we can do, and, you know, bring a joy to a child's face that their animal was helped. That's the greatest reward.
Yeah, and folks, you can be a part of that, but all you gotta do is make the effort to go to the website, which is helpanimalsindia.org, and then it's a pretty simple process to make a donation or even set up a monthly donation. I mean, let's face it, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And I did it.
Martha, so, thank you. So did you get my Christmas card from Nepal?
I did not.
What?
But mail has been pretty flaky out around
here. 3 weeks ago I sent it.
Well
let me know
if
you don't get it. Now, I just got a whole box of miniature prayer flags. You know what prayer flags are?
Oh, yes.
So would you like some more of those?
Mail from Seattle area to me has been taking about a month.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, so
I mean, I got one of my best friend's Thanksgiving card I got just before Christmas.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm sure I'll get it. I just don't have it yet.
Okay. Yeah. So prayer flags, for anyone who doesn't know, are very
popular. Tell us. Yeah.
In India and Nepal, and they're basically printed designs on cloth, and you hang them either. Some people were putting them on their Christmas tree, or you hang them outside or inside, and they have mantras on them. And some of them have what are called wind horses. And they're like blessed horses that bring blessings to your area. And they're very colorful designs. And I'm selling them, or send them just for a couple of dollars. Or if anyone wants any, just so they can contact us on our website.
Wonderful. And surely, even if you don't know what prayer flags are, I'm sure you've seen them somewhere. And
yeah, you've seen them outside some houses.
Yeah, because they'll be on a line that hangs up, and then there might be a blue one and a yellow one and a red one, and they come in
so
a set.
Yeah, they put like mantras on them. And,
and then the idea is that you hang them up, and then the wind blows the wonderful energy of the mantras all around.
Yeah, the good energy.
The good energy,
they have what's
yeah.
called the auspicious symbols.
So, wonderful.
Wishing, you know, an auspicious and wonderful year. And we have to have a good year, right? We have to.
Yeah. And I'm going with my friend Rhonda, who says it's going to be a year of ease and grace.
Oh, wonderful.
I like the sound of that. I'm not sure. Okay. I'm just going to go with that.
All right. So before I talk to you next, it'll be a Chinese New Year, and it'll be the start of... We're leaving the tiger year, and we're coming into the cat-rabbit year. And that's less of a more peaceful year.
Okay. So. I'm a tiger in Chinese, so my we're ending the tiger year and going into the year of, you said?
Cat rabbit.
Well,
it's called, in Japanese, I think it's called cat, and everywhere else it's called rabbit, and it's just more of a...
Okay. But it's a more peaceful energy? Well, that supports what we're...
Yeah, docile Yay. Animal.
So, all right. So happy New Year to you, Eileen. And thank you for all the incredible work that you do. And
okay.
Happy Chinese New Year coming up. And let's everybody go to helpanimalsindia.org, sign up for the newsletter, sign up for a donation. Remember, my recommendation for New Year's resolutions is to make a regular donation every month to at least one of our rescues and sanctuaries we talk about. And so,
yeah, I can help one dog a month. How amazing is that, to help an animal across the world?
Yeah. Okay. 15 bucks a month spays and neuters a dog in India.
All right.
All righty, Eileen, thank you so much for all your great work, and we'll talk to you again in February.
Many blessings.
You too. Happy New Year. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty then. Well, it's sure nice to know that Eileen is there and doing all that great work. Let's take care of our advertisers. We'll come back with current events, and then, okay, I'm going to have time to tell Nathan my very best New Year's Day story. If you haven't heard it before, it's Martha and the Geese. If you have, you'll remember it's a good one. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email, or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and the Jingle Cats are so special, and it's just reminding me how grateful I am that I did have a wonderful Christmas with my family, and Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. We only had one member of the family. My nephew's wife's mother was going to fly up from California to join us. It was the first time she would have done that. And unfortunately, with all the plane cancellations and all of that, she didn't make it. But we had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas, and I'm very grateful for that. So let's see. We heard from wonderful verticalenergyworldwide.com. That's Linda Rasmussen's website. She is available for treatment in person at the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery, or she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. All you got to do is call or text her, and she would be happy to do a free session for you in person or remotely. So give her a call at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And call in for your free remote treatment next Sunday, because she'll be in the studio with us. And, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And, of course, we heard from our wonderful sound healer, Jude Potten, the Whispering Dragon Center, now in her home in Shoreline. Great location. Fabulous energy in the healing room with the gongs. And go to Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Jude just posted a wonderful sound healing video with the gongs and everything to align us with the energy of the new year and moving into the new year. And you can get it either on the Whispering Dragon Facebook, you can see it, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. You will find it there. Okay, let's do a quick current events. Okay, the big thing going on now would be coming from Natasha Venter, our communicator, medium, and personal awareness coach. Remember, she does her YouTube podcasts on Mondays and Wednesdays at 4 o'clock. You can go to Natasha Venter Angelic Clarifications on YouTube for those. But she is doing a book club class, Overcoming Under Earning, a 5-Step Plan to a Richer Life by Barbara Stanny. It'll be a book study class via Zoom, and meeting every other Thursday beginning January 5th. So that's this week. And the cost per class is only $10. And you can sign up for the class by emailing Natasha@angelicclarifications.com, or give her a call at 360-770-7486. And then remember, Meow Cat Rescue is now open on Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays from 1 to 5 p.m. if you want to drop by and pick up a kitten or kitty. And they do have kittens. So just so you know, kitten season has not ended. You can still, they kittens though would be between 3 and 5 months old, because remember, they have to be old enough to be spayed and neutered and have all that stuff taken care of before you adopt them, which is really a bonus. Okay then, so that's going to take care of current events. And before we get to the top of the hour, so Nathan, New Year's Day, that's when the Rose Bowl happens, right?
I believe so.
Okay, well, in my family, football was very important, and my parents were huge fans of the Huskies. You know, I grew up in the backyard of the Huskies in Laurelhurst, you know, and so right behind the Husky Stadium and the university and all of that. And we were dyed-in-the-wool Husky fans, and my parents had season tickets and went all to all the games. And my brother and I, as kids, we went to all the games too. But now we're going to go way back to sometime in probably grade school, And I don't remember exactly how old we were.
January 22nd, that's when it is, actually. Not New Year's Day, but the day after.
Well, it used to be, yeah, it used to be
back
New
then
Year's
it was.
Day. Okay. Back then it was New Year's Day. And the big deal was the Rose Bowl. But we didn't care about the Rose Bowl unless the Huskies were playing. Okay? So now we could figure out what year this was, because it's somewhere back around in the 60s. When I was a kid and the Huskies were in the Rose Bowl. All right, so that means, so that afternoon of New Year's Day, the Huskies are on TV in the Rose Bowl. And so on that day, my parents invited their best friends, who were my godparents, and they had a daughter, my god sister, the same age as me. And so, and they lived in Laurelhurst too, only we were at the top of the hill, they were at the bottom of the hill. So on this particular New Year's Day, the Huskies are in the Rose Bowl. My parents are there with their best friends. My friend Faith was her name, my god sister, and her parents were there. And so they're sitting in the den with them watching the football game. We were football fans as kids and went to the games because that was exciting. But sitting in the den with the parents for the whole game, you know, kids don't do. So anyway, they would go in and close the door and kick us out. And, you know, we were on absolute rules. You don't disturb them during the Rose Bowl. You know, so this is like 3.5-4 hours of time where we can't mess with our parents. So Faith and I are wondering, well, what are we going to do? Well, we lived in Laurelhurst, and back then, you know, the life was very different and very slow. Cars were slow, no leash laws, and we wandered all over the place by ourselves. Well, we would go to an area down the bottom of the hill of Laurelhurst around the waterfront properties, because we would go, there were geese, white geese that would come up on to the waterfront properties. And Faith and I would save all the stale bread from our family. We would go and feed these geese and, you know, feed them stale bread. Well, during this Rose Bowl, we decided, well, what should we, let's go down to your house. So we walked a mile or so down to Faith's house, and we said, let's go feed the geese. So we got some bread and we went and we fed the geese. And then we decided, well, you know, maybe let's play with the geese because they like us so much and they follow us everywhere. So we went back to Faith's house and we got a roll of twine, of string. And then we went back to the Lake Washington, and we each picked out our favorite goose, and we tied the string around their necks. So we made leashes for these wild geese out of string. And then we walked them because they loved us. Okay. And they knew us. We each took our own favorite goose and we walked them a mile from the bottom of Laurelhurst and the waterfront, all the way up the big hill, down and up the really big hill to my parents' house. And so then into my parents' house we go, and we tell the geese to be really quiet, and we sneak in the house with these two wild geese, and we go up to my parents' master bathroom. And we go into the bathroom, which is right next to the TV room that they're in, but the door's closed and they're watching the Rose Bowl, so they're not paying attention. They don't know we left. They don't know we came back. So we go into my parents' master bathroom and we fill the bathtub up, and we take these geese and we put them in the bathtub. And my gosh, they had the best time. You know, they were flapping and diving in the water and playing around and doing what geese do. And me and Faith, you know, we're probably like sixth grade. We're having a ball. And by the time we got done, Nathan, the bathroom was a mess. You know, the water was sprayed everywhere, and there was goose poop from what my mother was, from H-E double hockey sticks to breakfast. You know, from hell to breakfast, there was goose poop on the walls, on the ceiling, on the floor. So it was wet and goose pooped everywhere in that bathroom.
Okay. Wow.
All right. So at some point, my mom leaves the TV room, has to go to the bathroom, comes around, and knocks on the, you know, opens the bathroom door and comes in. And I swear to God, she probably almost passed out. But my mom was such, you know, mom didn't get mad. She didn't get upset. And she protected me from my dad. Okay. So she just said, all right, you girls, you be very, very quiet and you take those geese back. You get those geese out of my bath and you take those geese back to the lake and you do it now. And you be very quiet and you don't let you don't say anything. You do not let your father know you are. If he or father find, you know, it's one of those, oh my God, I'll be dead forever. Do not let you know. And you take those geese back. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we got the geese out of the bathtub. We tied up their little string leashes and off we went. And we walked them down, you know, and went with the mile back to the lake and we let the geese go back in the lake. And then we, you know, and eventually we made it back up to my parents' house. Well, my mom was such that mom, she didn't say a thing. She just cleaned up that whole bathroom. We didn't have to clean it up because she cleaned the whole bathroom up. By the time we got back, the bathroom was clean. The Rose Bowl was over. Another word about that incident was never repeated in the house. But can you imagine these two girls with these two wild geese in the master bathroom and them play? Oh my gosh. Anyway, that's one of my, that's
how
my best
news
day.
Just go unnoticed is just beyond my imagination.
But you see, but my mom was really good about that, you know, in terms of protecting us. So that was the bonus for us. While we were walking the geese back to the lake, my mom cleaned up the mess. Mm-hmm. But then, see, then the way it goes in my family is, you know, if you don't see it or you don't acknowledge it, then it didn't exist. So nothing was ever said. Not another word was mentioned. And my father didn't find out about it until years later.
Okay, I was going to ask you about that. How did that conversation go?
Well, it didn't happen till years later when, you know, we finally fessed up. And by then it wasn't a big deal and he could just laugh about it. But he didn't know at the time. I mean, he would have flipped his cookies. I mean, the air would have been blue from here to India if he'd have walked in that bathroom.
I just want to know, how did it start? Like, where were you when you told him? Did you just say, hey, by the way,
who knows?
5 years ago.
Yeah, I think it was longer than that. It was probably 10 or 15 years before he ever found out. But, and what amazes me is how the heck did we put strings on those geese and walked them for more than a mile through Laurelhurst to play in the bathroom with them and then walked them all the way back. But they loved us so much and they trusted it. It just wasn't an issue. They, you know, I mean, I guess that's where I became an animal trainer because I, you know, leash training geese. Anyway, looks like we are out of time for the second hour here. We got to fire up the third hour. We are going to do Auld Lang Syne one more time with the Jingle Cats before we put them to bed for the rest of the year. When we continue, we'll be talking to Laura, Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, and then the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga at the bottom of the hour. And I'm going to energize up Auld Lang Syne, even though it's kind of a just sit and cruise through, dance in your head sort of song. But we can energize it up so that we're spiritualized up for the day and the week. So here we go. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via Auld Lang Syne and the Jingle Cats and all throughout this wonderful new year of 2023. Happy New Year. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Mm-hmm.